two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage, the inauguration of Joe Biden on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. There's a new administration in the White House. Joe Biden walked into the Oval Office about 2 hours ago, and now we're waiting for the administration's first news conference. Our team coverage of the inauguration day begins with Maria Solares. Live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden was busy in the Oval Office after his inauguration. He was signing executive orders, 17 of them.
I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today.
Among the orders was one mandating masks on federal property, the second in support of underserved communities, and the third concerned with rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, the signing followed a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery and the inaugural parade. President Biden's motorcade drove to the White House in a parade unlike any other in recent inauguration history. A fife and drum corps took part in the parade, but unlike the past years, the streets were not lined with spectators, but mainly police and military. In his inaugural address today, the president called for national unity in the face of historic challenges.
In the work ahead of us, we're going to need each other. We need all our strength to persevere through this dark winter.
Mr. Biden never mentioned his predecessor by name, but he did condemn the riot at the Capitol just 2 weeks ago. Republican Senator Roy Blunt, who helped organize the inauguration, was asked if he thinks Mr. Trump should be held accountable.
I've been 100% focused on the inauguration for the last 10 days or so, and I'm going to begin to think about what comes up after this later this afternoon.
And the former Vice President Mike Pence received a big hello after stepping off Air Force Two as he returned home to his state of Indiana. Mr. Pence had just attended the inauguration and shared these words of unity.
We inaugurated a new president and a new vice president. And allow me to offer my congratulations to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
The former vice president, with his wife Karen by his side, got a little emotional over the fanfare. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And you're listening to the chatting in the White House press room just ahead of the Biden administration's first press briefing. We'll bring it to you live when it begins here on KSL News Radio. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says America is ready for the new president and vice president. Senator Mike Lee sent his congratulations. He hopes to work with the new president on criminal justice reform and tax relief. A new member of Congress from Utah says he was glad to attend the inauguration today with far fewer people in the crowd than the last one he went to for President Obama. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
First District Congressman Blake Moore told KSL News Radio's Lee Lonsberry there were some intense themes in the president's speech, but overall it was a good feeling.
Today was a great day for America, right? Like, it's a good experience to see this. You do have what, you know, we needed to see with a peaceful transfer of power.
Three members of the U.S. House of Representatives from Utah attended today's presidential inauguration, along with former Congressman Ben McAdams. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Congressman Chris Stewart also sent his congratulations. He had to cancel out of the inauguration because he was experiencing COVID symptoms. Congressman Stewart's rapid test, though, was negative. A new member of Congress from Utah, KSL Newstime 504. What do Utah political professionals think about the future after this inauguration? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
Utah's Democratic Party chair, Jeff Merchant, tells Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry he's obviously happy Democrats will control Congress and the White House, but says even still, working together is essential.
As we've seen for the last several years with the Republicans leading the Senate, unless people are willing to compromise and work together in that body, things just don't happen.
Ron Fox staffed four inaugurations and has worked on behalf of Republican office holders. He says he's not sure what's next for now former President Trump.
I think that he's going to attempt to be an important person in the party.
He says Mr. Trump not attending today's inauguration was a good move. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows how Utahns feel about the outgoing president of the United States. And KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this report.
This new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows that President Trump's favorability among Utahns has dropped below 50% after being in the mid-50s for the past year. The approval rating is 76 among Republicans, disapproval 96 among Democrats in the state. The poll also asked if Utahns feel there was fraud in the last presidential election. 41% say yes, 10% aren't sure, the rest say no. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
A few new accidents, one reported at Redwood Road and 3300 South. We also had one called out at 3500 East and 5th South, but I'm wondering if that's actually 3500 South and 5th East. So just be on the lookout. And then in Utah County, a crash southbound I-15, 1600 North in Orem moved to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.